Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the psychic love.
Oh my goodness.
I killed the opening. So we're back live. Okay, the radio show is back online, folks.
Jody's
in Australia.
Oh.
The land down under, the other hemisphere.
I don't think I've heard from this person before.
I don't believe so either, myself. But our Australian...
I think, Jody, that your husband should begin to look, but not at a furious pace. Just start putting out some feelers. Take it nice and easy. You know, some businesses, and I don't think this is right, but if they find out you're looking for a job, sometimes they will pink slip you.
Yeah.
Or cut your hours or, you know, somehow demote you. So he should keep it, you know, on the down low.
Under his hat.
Yes.
Word up on that.
But I do feel that if he does that, he's going to get a line on a really good job, and he will make the change. I think your husband has gotten stale at where he's working. There's, like, all kinds of talk. You know how it gets. And things get really blown out of proportion where
it's probably
you don't
pretty
know
common,
what's
yeah.
anymore. But I really think it is time. He's outgrown this position. He needs to get something that will set his hair on fire, you know, get him really going. And it's here. And I do believe, I honestly believe it's under Sure to Come True. And most of you know how much I love that designation in the layout. Because just about, I can't even think of a thing that was there that didn't come true at some point or another. So Sure to Come True is, I believe that you and your husband are going to, at some point in the coming future, you will be relocating. And
it's
nice, very nice. It's going to seem like you have moved to heaven, so it's going to be really a good spot.
Almost heaven.
I'd love to know where she or... Do we know if Jody is? Okay, just making sure. I'd like to know where she is in Australia.
She's in Aussie.
Well,
I see a picture of the whole family. It looks like her, the husband, and a couple kids in this little picture.
Nice. Well, let's have a rebel card now.
Stand by for a rebel card, Jody. And if she's not here, anybody, Facebookers, if you get disconnected, got to go to bed. Somebody's shooting at you. Missiles are coming in from an attack. You can watch it later. We post all the shows on Facebook. You go back to Psych Look Show, and you shall see all the shows.
And even though we reload...
And Blog Talk.
Going to go and be a little bit...
Oh, she says, thanks, lovely. That's true. You're spot on. He's a real hard worker, relocating himself lovely. And she's in Sydney.
Big city. All
right.
Here is Jody's Rebel.
Rebel card reading.
To let... Go move the sparkle on.
Sparkle.
Yep. Move the frick, the frack.
Frick, frack, frockety.
The shizzle, all those other
move the poop on.
Euphemisms for the big F word.
I like euphemism. That's good.
Yep.
I like
oofums.
That.
Oofums.
Oof of them. Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. We always appreciate our national folks. We love people that are other hemisphere, that's a different season, different everything. It's kind of cool. We are heading toward fall.
They're in winter.
They're in winter, heading toward spring.
Imagine the month of July being a winter month.
Yeah, I know. It's backwards.
Yeah, I mean, if you moved, that would be weird. If they moved here, we moved there. Obviously, growing up to them, it's weird the other way.
I know.
Yeah. Except
I have a friend that's in Sydney right now, and she says that it's been raining the last 4 days, and she's miserable.
It must not be raining men, then, if she's miserable.
She's definitely right, and she's being sad, and it's destroying all of her summer plants.
No.
Yeah, it's funny. The thing that can give life can take it away, too, if it's too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you know that the toilet water in Australia goes the other way?
Yeah, well,
I've heard that in the UK.
Water
too.
That no.
I mean, it's Ireland.
No. It's a different hemisphere.
I don't know.
It's the southern hemisphere. It's not that. No.
I don't know.
That's why their storms spin the other way. They're tropical. They're cyclones. Yeah, they're storms, you know.
They have cyclones.
I'll just stay here.
Yeah. They spin the other direction.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of the fun science facts. All right. Thank you very much. And we have Block Talk back up and running, and we have a caller that's been holding.
Okay.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to area code 423, Tennessee, 423. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, it's Damien.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, Damien.
Can you hear us?
You?
Yeah, I can hear y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Another question. Another quick question. While you're on hold, could you hear the show?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, with the first half of the show, we thought we were up and running and people were on, and then they didn't hear the show at all. And then we could talk to them for like 10 seconds and then they would go away. So we had to reboot. But anyway, all right, welcome back.
All righty. Well, I guess tonight's question is just see where things are with my father's estate case. Still nothing from the lawyer yet. So let's see where things are at.
So they're still obviously doing research and stuff, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and I would imagine, like you said, that's pretty extensive, so that could take time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do research, you don't want to do it half-ass. You want to do it 100% before you go back into that courtroom, so it makes sense.
Yeah, we need to do a lot better than what the plaintiffs done, because the plaintiffs were extremely half-assed and sloppy.
Yeah,
they probably had a lot of assumptions. Oh, this is going to happen. This is going to go quick. They're going to fold. They're not going to fight. But they probably had a whole bunch of things they were hoping for that failed. All right, Deb, the cards are...
And for all the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, that's good for you that they sucked.
Yeah.
Well,
they lost my game.
A card's down on the floor.
Uh-oh, card's on the floor, Deb.
Comes to the door.
Word up on that
and
dog.
All it is a woman. She's usually like your mother. So it could be that you're going to hear something regarding your mother's concerns is the feeling I'm getting. All right?
So the card that's on the floor, it could be mother.
I still feel the case is progressing. There's red tape all over this thing. So it's taking longer than it should. This man is very diligently working on it for you.
Yeah, what is that all saying? The devil's details, right? That's the
Yeah, and they could run into what I'm feeling is there's been some obstacles along the way, and you got to get the right person who's at that city hall, courthouse.
Yeah, wherever the records are. Yeah.
You got to get somebody that's really interested in helping.
That's motivated, yeah. That doesn't have the Monday blues if you call them on a Monday and they don't give a damn. Or a Friday and they don't give a damn. You got to hit them Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. That's the only time.
I think those you're doing this day, at least in email,
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to call you, sometimes they add up the phone time, and take it off your retainer.
Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, nothing big to share with you here as yet, but it's still moving along. And under Sure to Come True, it's showing that you're going to celebrate over property, which is, of course, very important to your case.
Yeah.
So, try not to lose
heart.
Yeah. It's looking good, but the silence is probably eating at you.
Yeah.
You want to hear something.
The legal system only moves fast for people that can afford million-dollar lawyers.
Really true.
I mean, it's not like eating at me. I'm just kind of just like, all right, just kind of keep me in the loop as to what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I were you, I'd get a hold of them first of the week.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true. I mean,
that is true.
We do have to remember there was a 4th of July weekend coming up. Some people like to take a few days further into that week or the entire week off. I have had a lot of people I work with took the rest of the Tuesday through Friday off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know many people that took the whole week off.
Yeah, so who knows what's going on.
And you never know the person that handles all those records and stuff, he or she could have got COVID and had the day off.
That's true.
Or they could have taken vacation and they got somebody that's not as wise filling in.
Right. I just get the feeling that it's still, on the move, but it's just slow, real slow.
As long as there's movement, however slight, as long as there's movement.
What do you got, Veronica, for a,
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Yes. You are the best thing to happen to you.
Wow, okay.
Go easy on your ass. Buy your own damn drink.
Go easy on your ass?
Go easy
on yourself,
yourself,
your ass, your own ass, yourself.
And don't rely on anyone but yourself.
Okay.
Look out for number one.
Yeah.
And believe in number one. That's good advice for just about everybody. People forget that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I'm glad things are moving. And even though it's slow, at least things are moving. I can deal with slow as long as it's moving.
Correct. Yeah, you don't want slow because people just don't care anymore, right? As long as there's something happening behind the scenes, at least it's happening, right?
Yeah, I can exercise patience. If it's just taking a little extra time because of having overcome this obstacle or some red tape there, but as long as there is something happening and moving, I can put up with it, and I can exercise patience. But if, nothing was going on, that just, they don't care and there's all this, I'll be like, nah, I'm not going to exercise patience then.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And you don't know if nobody talks to you. Right.
That's
exactly.
Very true.
Right.
Yeah, so, touch base with them early in the week. Say, hey, just curious. Just give me a little bit of an update. You don't have to give me, a 10-paragraph update. Just throw me a couple lines. What's going on? What are we looking at? That's all.
And you know,
won't do that.
Things in dead storage.
Oh, that's,
you know,
document research can take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays, I mean, if it was something that was bought in the last 10 years or whatever, the paper for the last 10 years, everything's categorized well online and stuff. But when you're talking many years ago, people got to start blowing dust off old file drawers. And you got to think, I don't know how they filed this. Did they file it under the name? Did they file it under the property? Did they file it under the year? It could take them a long time to dig through that crap.
Yes, absolutely. So hang in there, Damien.
Yeah, he's hanging in. Yeah, he just needs reassurance that it didn't get kicked to the curb.
Okay, and he's got a pretty good there rebel card.
Yeah.
So, good news will come.
Yeah, it never hurts. You don't want to be an angry pest, but it never hurts to knock on their door once in a while and say, hey, just looking for an update, you know. That's all.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I'll try to call you all sometime next week to see if any news or if just same old, same old.
No problem. Yeah, definitely. There's no reason that you can't call and check on it, even if you didn't get word back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it never hurts to keep, to keep looking.
All righty. Well, see y'all next week then.
Take care. We shall be here.
All right. Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.
Oh, I know. It's disconcerting when you really want an answer and it just isn't coming.
And it's been a long time going.
And you get worried.
When you hear nothing.
Because, law firms, you're not like their only case. It's not like Jerry Maguire movie when he had one client. A law firm's got a lot of stuff going on. You worry that somebody bigger dollar comes along and you might get taken
a back seat.
You get a little worried about that.
Right.
Yep. And I would be worried myself. All right. Well,
totally.
It's nice to know that Blog Talk, we had to do a reset thing.
A reboot.
It's working great. So Damien kind of was
our
tester. He was our tester. He tested it. I feel bad if anybody's out there still listening on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live. It's up and running. It's not gonna act weird. He said he could hear the. It was normal. He could hear the show while he's on hold. I guess that was a clue right there, wasn't it? That was a hint. When you couldn't hear the show, something's wrong. So let me leave that number out to the folks.
I feel a little cheated. I called in twice and I did not hear the show at all. I feel a little bit cheated.
Except that you're here live.
I was going to get a reading from Deb.
Our reading would have said, you should probably sit down and do your job. Bada bing, bada bang. Get back in the audience. Get back in the audience. It would have said, get back in the audience, biatch. That would have been the reading. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Anybody listening on Blog Talk and Facebook Live, folks, folks that called in and got disconnected or got pissed off because they couldn't hear anything or whatever, it's all good now. You can call in. There's not a ton of show time left, but there's show time for a couple callers. Oh, Suzanne. Suzanne is here.
Suzanne from the Land of Mary?
Yes, it is Suzanne from the Land of Mary. Suzanne, that number, I just typed it. When she came in, I just put it in there again so she'll see it. I know she likes to call in. The lines are wide open, Suzanne. If you call in, you shall be next. Unless somebody sneaks in right before you, yes. Unless somebody sneaks in. She's from the Land of Mary. Oh, I mean, while we're waiting a couple seconds here, while we were doing a reading, Jody said, where is Jody? Yeah, she says, yeah, it was flooding here in Sydney, but it's sunny outside today, but it's cold. Remember, because
yeah,
it's winter
right.
There, so it's cold. But yeah, that's miserable. Cold and rain just blows.
Yeah,
I don't care where you live, what. You know, it's one thing in the summertime, you get rain. It's not so bad. Rain sucks. You can't go out and have fun, but cold, miserable rain, and you got to go out and work in it or just travel in it, it just makes you just want to go crawl into bed and just call in sick to work. Just say screw work. Yeah. All right. Suzanne, let me see. I think that is her. I always like to be a sneaky person and look on the internet, look up these area codes. Oh, yeah. Let's bring her on. 443, Maryland.
Hello.
443. It must be Suzanne.
It is. How are you all
right,
today?
Well, great. We're glad you showed up. We're glad that, I don't know if you were or not. I didn't see your number. Hopefully you weren't here the first half of the show when Blog Talk was going nuts.
Yeah.
I just now.
Good, then you didn't have to suffer through the technological poof that was happening.
Yeah, I called in and I couldn't hear anything. So it was really awful. I'm so glad that you're able to hear.
Yeah, we're glad. We killed the show and then re-racked a new one and everything's good. So what's going on, Suzanne?
Not much. I'm just calling in to say hello and see if I need any news, anything that I need to know.
Okay.
Any news?
All right. Any? Because I have the memory of like a fly.
Well.
Anything currently going on that you're really more interested than another subject? Any certain subject you really care about?
Maybe like when I'll start doing readings for people.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's good. I like when they narrow it down.
She will start to really get her spiritual awakening.
Yep. And this is to the other people that are listening, watching, whatever. We ask you to be specific because it'll help, you know, your question will get answered. But don't worry. Deb sees something else that has nothing to do with the question. She's going to tell you if she sees it in the cards.
Exactly.
Not worry.
And when Suzanne called last week, it was when Summer was here.
Oh, yeah, Summer.
Deb, she gave her a full list of things that it was just so amazing that it all kind of tumbled into her mind. So I'll be interested to see what you say, to see if it works well with what Summer said.
Well, I'm saying for you, Suzanne, that it could be any time now that you really,
embrace.
Yeah, embrace, and you have achieved some serious proficiency with your readings. So I think that it could be any time now, really. The cards are great there. And it will give you a lot of confidence doing that. So I think it's great. I hope you step forward. The more you do, the easier it's going to get.
I think that's the way with a lot of things, yeah.
It is.
I think when you first start out, you're going to be shaky and timid not confident, you know.
I don't know if this would be something because I'm not really a card reader. I'm just a flip a card, you know, whatever.
Flipper. She's a flipper.
If you do, call up a couple of your friends or whatever and say, hey, can I give you a practice reading just to see how I can work it? That might be a huge blessing for them and also a really good blessing for you because you get to practice.
I think so, too.
Just to give you some feedback.
Okay.
Be amazed at how well you are able to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice if you have a circle of friends and acquaintances that are receptive to have readings done so you can practice on them and they can give you feedback. You can say honest feedback. Tell me if I suck. I'm not going to get angry. Just tell me what you expected. I did not deliver what you expected or something like that.
And then wordage you could even write stuff down. I took tons of notes the first year I did live on TikTok. It was really hard.
Record everything.
I wrote everything down that everyone said and tried to work it in each time just to kind of give it a better practice of get your wording correct or what have you.
And a lot of that, it's to make yourself better, but it also is to help your confidence.
Yeah. Help your confidence.
Absolutely.
Confidence is a lot of people's worst enemy.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And that's because we're humans. Imagine that, you know.
Exactly.
Veronica, for
stand by for your rebel card reading.
Yes, Veronica. Okay. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Here is where the key is on the back. Get after that chick. The world has your back.
There it is.
Wow.
And you will learn even more.
I think that as well.
Yeah, it's like when you're young and you're on the big, tall diving board. It's like, at a certain point, you got to just jump.
Okay.
There's a certain point, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be confident. Yeah. But at a certain point, you're never going to get there unless you just jump eventually. You can only prepare yourself so much, and then you got to take that step, that leap, the leap of faith.
Go forth and conquer, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Just curious, we're wannabe weathermen. What's the weather like up there in the land of Medi?
Yeah.
Right now it's okay, but it is supposed to be thunderstorming by 8. And tomorrow when we have 80 people for my granddaughter's first birthday, it's going to be 100% chance of rain.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? You'd have to all pack it in some house, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to have rain out here tomorrow.
I guess people can sit on the floor or sit on laps, stuff like that.
It's
going
to be ugly.
Tell the young folks.
We're
going to
have tents
stand
for outside,
folks
too.
Need the chairs.
Yeah.
The old folks need the chairs.
Okay.
We will
make it work.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you.
Suzanne and everybody. I will be flying back home on Monday. However, I won't get in time for the show. But we will have it on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be very similar to this week. Monday was the 4th of July, and people were traveling. People were coming and going. And even if we pulled the show off, there probably would have been nobody there because everybody's doing, it's a holiday thing. So we did it Tuesday. So basically, we're going to do a repeat of this week next week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yep, it'll be Tuesday at 7. It won't be News for the Soul because they're always Monday, and we'll let them know, it is what it is. But we'll still be here. We'll do this blog talk thing, and we shall make sure it is good and we all have fun.
It will be good.
And then I will be there with all of you, and we can put the portal back into motion.
Yeah, for the international folks. That is correct. Yep.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Deb, just to let you know, we are under 5 minutes.
Yes.
So do you have any final thoughts to say other than what you just said? I don't know. I think our Facebook Live folks, if you're there, we only have 4 minutes left. We couldn't probably pull a reading off right now. It would be unfair to you.
I don't think so.
You would get a crappy, fast-forward reading, and it would not do you justice.
Yeah, but they could join us next time, and we'll make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. They can join us next time. Yeah. And what is today? Today's Friday, so a lot of people, like I said, took those extended vacations. So there's a lot of people out there not at home on the internet or on the radio, what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I know a couple people that I work with are not at work till Monday.
That would have been nice to actually have a break in the summer.
Real quick, Deb, I can't wait to tell you about the new guidelines at work. What a joke.
Yeah.
The new guidelines?
I'll tell you guys here the second when we end the show. We're going to end the show. Blog talk always goes first, and then we'll go Facebook Live. We still have a couple minutes left. What else do we want to say here? There was a few things I wanted to say.
Well, remember, I have a free app out there that you might want to pick up and put on your phone. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's in the Google Play Store. Right now, you can download it for your Android. It used to include iPhones, but when they changed their operating system, something went awry with the program. So what you can do is go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and in the top menu, you'll see free reading. Click that. It's the very same program as what's on Google, you know, Play Store.
Yeah, that's the same as the app.
Bookmark it, and you can use it to your heart's content. A lot of people swear by it. I use it. I know many others in my family that do. So give it a shot. It's free. See what you think.
Yeah, and also when you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, you'll see ways to get arranged for private readings, which is going to be much – the quality is going to be 1,000 times better than these short little readings, freebies you get.
Yeah,
here.
They won't be so static.
Yeah, it's one-on-one. Yeah. It's all about you. You get the card. You're not getting just one flip of the card. You get how many ever cards it takes during that time block that you arrange. Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, so everyone take care. I will see you next week. Take care. Love you all.
Okay, we're going to end early
Third
then.
Street.
I guess we're ending early.
We're ending early, I guess.
We're ending early. Okay, Tim's not watching the clock. But end week show. Early is okay.
Okay.
Wait.
Hi, everybody.